show. Evan Bray, great to have you here on this Monday morning. We just found out in the last hour, Saskatoon will be hosting the Brier 2027. That's big news for the, well, not just the city of Saskatoon, for the province. You know that when an event like the Brier is held in Saskatoon, it draws the entire province. We've seen that happen, whether it's in Regina, Moose Jaw just recently held a great curling competition, great economic development for those communities when they get it. So 2027, Brier in Saskatoon. Also the same year, of course, Grey Cup will be happening in Regina at Mosaic Stadium. So a couple of great events to look forward to there as well. Well, you know, I don't want to draw attention to the obvious, but temperatures continue to drop. More and more people are having to flip their furnaces on, fireplaces, space heaters are running again. There's always the discussion, this time of year it comes up, around carbon monoxide exposure and the risk that comes with that. I know the government of Saskatchewan marked this week as Carbon Monoxide Awareness Week. Just a great time to remind people about the simple steps that they can take to save their life. We often talk about it as the silent killer when it comes to carbon monoxide. Wayne Roger is a fire marshal with the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency, and I'm happy to say Wayne has popped into the studio this morning. Wayne, thanks so much for being here.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for the invitation.
This firefighting stuff has been a lifelong passion for you. Department of National Defense for years, then Saskatoon Fire. For like how long? 25 years. 25 years. And you're saying not done yet. Now you're with the SPSA.
Yeah, I thought I was healthy and still thought I had a few good years left in me to contribute to, you know, providing or increasing the level of safety for the public here in Saskatchewan.
Well, I said there in my introduction, Wayne, the importance of carbon monoxide awareness. Why is this week important that we have these conversations?
Well, it's taken that opportunity to really highlight, you know, the effects and the opportunities to learn something about this particular topic, and hopefully see a change that would provide a measure of assurance, you know, whether it's at home or at work, as to, you know, what is happening in your environment.
Mm-hmm. Is there a strategy to the timing of it? Now, I mentioned furnaces. You know, getting to that time of the year, is that an important factor?
Yeah, one of the major contributors to carbon monoxide development is our gas furnaces. So if we're using propane or natural gas, but also if we're using, you know, wood stoves and such, these are during the combustion process, when they burn, they give off carbon monoxide.
Mm. So let's take us back, give us a bit of a high school lesson. Why is this dangerous?
Well, I call them products of combustion, but when you see stuff coming off of a campfire, for example, there's multiple chemicals in there, but carbon monoxide is one. The same thing happens with natural gas, except it's primarily carbon monoxide and moisture that comes off the burning of natural gas. So if there's a leak somewhere within your system and that gets into your home, that can have an adverse effect on the people that are residing in the home.
I know carbon monoxide detectors are an important way to guard against or protect your family. We've had one up in our house, and I do regular tests of it because I'm always worried, is this thing working? Never has it gone off. That's a good sign. But detectors obviously clearly are one important step to keeping your family safe.
Of course, whether it's a smoke alarm or a carbon monoxide alarm, especially at night when we're sleeping, that carbon monoxide will actually, you know, if you start inhaling it, it'll start affecting your ability to wake up. So it actually puts you into a deeper sleep. Mm-hmm. So it's those alarms, it's that carbon monoxide alarm that actually gives you that warning, because you can't taste it, you can't see it, you can't smell it.
So there's really no other way to know if your house has got high levels of carbon monoxide other than having a detector in your home.
Yeah, other than if you're aware of the symptoms. So if you're starting to get nauseous and headaches, listlessness, mm-hmm. you know, those sorts of things will start happening to you if you're starting to absorb the carbon monoxide within your bloodstream.
Right. Wayne Roger is my guest, fire marshal for the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency. Does it make a difference? Like, can you prevent this from being a risk in your home by popping the door open more often or firing a window open? Does that help?
Well, I think recognizing that if there's a problem with whatever is causing the carbon monoxide to enter into your home or to accumulate in your home,
right.
Just opening the door and venting really doesn't solve that problem, because it'll reoccur right. again.
takes the imminent thing, maybe the danger down, but long term, there needs to be something done there. How prevalent is this, Wayne? Do you have a way of measuring how many calls, for example, are investigated every year of suspicion of carbon monoxide in homes?
Well, the reports that we get from Sask Energy is that last year they responded to 1,500 reports of carbon monoxide accumulation in homes, and with that they'll do an assessment of those appliances in order to ensure that they're working properly or not, and then giving that direction to get the repair.
So that was going to be my next question. Is we've talked about the importance of detectors, but are there some other things that people can do to protect themselves? Is it about, you know, maintaining things like furnaces, making sure the equipment is new and in working order? What are some tips that you would give, Wayne?
Well, certainly, of course, you know, having your furnace or your heating appliances, it could be your hot water tank too. So it could be, you know, if you have an attached garage, there's a door between your house and the garage. And if you notice, it has an automatic spring in the hinge to keep it closed for that reason, to keep that separation between the garage and the home. And it's identifying those potential problems that can help you to manage it so that you don't have that leak within your home.
You know, I appreciate the fact you brought up a garage, because we are, I don't really want to say it, but we're really not far away from people wanting to start their cars, let them run, those types of things. Garage safety is an important feature of this, because people will have workshops in the back of their garage. So that interaction with cars, can you speak to that?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, those that have attached garages know how beneficial they are. Letting your car run up while it's in there, you know, just increases the risk. We've also seen in the wintertime, most notably, you know, bringing in your propane barbecue into your garage and utilize it. So that propane is the same thing, as I mentioned before. It is off-gassing that carbon monoxide that accumulates in the garage. And if you have access, or if you provide that access for the carbon dioxide to get into your home, then you're gonna start suffering the effects of it.
Wayne Roger is my guest, fire marshal with the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency. Is there a repository somewhere of frequently asked questions, or even a place where people can call if they have questions about this topic? Maybe they've got something happening in their house they're concerned about. What's the direction there?
We have information on our SPSA website. I also recommend, you know, contact your local fire service. They'll have information. If you have a concern, they can come investigate. If your alarm goes off, you know, call 911, get out of the house. In this case, I'd say don't ventilate, because then the firefighters and Sask Energy will come, and they're prepared to enter that atmosphere, and they'll search out where the problem's coming from. So as soon as you vent, and allow all that gas to escape, then it makes it a little bit harder.
Has to be allowed to build up again. Okay, that's good. Good advice. Wayne, I appreciate you popping by. I know you're busy. In fact, you're on your way to meetings. So the fact that you popped in here to give us a few minutes, we appreciate your comments. Thanks so much.
It is my pleasure.
Wayne Roger, Fire Marshal for the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency. If nothing else, a great reminder to check your CO2 detector and make sure that it's still working. Batteries are charged up. Maybe you're in a situation where it's hardwired into your home. Either way, just an important reminder for you during this Carbon Monoxide Awareness Week. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.